The Fairbanks North Star Borough is planning to sue over Alaska's new redistricting plan. And the Aleutians East Borough has passed a resolution opposing the plan and is considering joining the lawsuit. KDLG's Dacia Eaton has the story.
The Aleutians East Borough filed a resolution opposing the state redistricting plan last week. City Administrator Sharon Boyette says splitting up the borough between two districts doesn't make sense to residents.
The communities within our borough are similar. We have similar concerns. We want to speak with one voice. And so we feel like all of the community should have one person in the House and a senator that they speak to directly.
The change would divide the borough into two different House and Senate districts. The only way to influence the plan at this stage is to file a legal challenge. That's exactly what the Fairbanks North Star Borough intends to do. As Assemblyman Tim Beck explains, the redistricting plan calls for the addition of 20-something rural communities to the west side of Fairbanks, including Hooper Bay in the Bering Sea.
Picture this. Get your map out. Look for Hooper Bay on the Bering Sea. That community is included in our district with Fairbanks. That's a big, big district for anybody to attempt to even represent, notwithstanding the difference of issues that they have in that community versus what we have in an urban area.
Every 10 years, states are required to go through the redistricting process following the federal census. The goal is to adjust district lines to reflect changes in population and preserve individual voting rights. The state formula says the ideal number of voters per district is 17,755. Trying to hit this magic number is what had the state redistricting board tearing old districts apart and putting together new ones. Nine states with a history of discrimination are closely watched during the process and must have their plans approved by the Department of Justice to ensure they comply with the Federal Voting Rights Act.
And it's all centered around the one person, one vote principle, the idea that one representative should represent the same amount of people as every other legislator in the state, or at least relatively close. You know, before a number of Supreme Court cases, that you had this disparity and this imbalance in the level of representation. And you had a lot of cases where minority communities in states were being intentionally discriminated against.
That's Taylor Bickford, the executive director of the Alaska Redistricting Board. Bickford says challenges are expected.
There's never been a plan in state's history that hasn't received some kind of legal challenge. If the plan gets challenged, it doesn't mean there's something fundamentally wrong with it or that the plan is invalid. It just means that there are people or boroughs or municipalities out there that have a different view of how things should have been drawn, and they bring those claims to the court, and the court weighs all the multiple statutory, constitutional guidelines and makes a decision.
There's one thing driving the need to redistrict: rural to urban migration. Eddie Hunsinger is a demographer with the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. He says Alaska is going through a big demographic shift, where people from rural areas, mainly Alaska Natives, move to bigger cities like Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau, as well as the Matsu Valley, and away from rural places like the Aleutians.
All over the world, there's rural to urban migration.
So what's pulling rural people to cities?
Jobs or education, amenities, things that folks can enjoy in larger communities that they don't get in their smaller communities.
Aleutians East and Fairbanks North Star boroughs both argue that the redistricting board is actually weakening the collective bargaining power of Alaska Native communities by dividing up their dwindling districts and pairing them with more populous ones. But Bickford with the redistricting board says the board is just trying to fulfill its obligation to comply with federal guidelines.
There are situations where the state constitutional principles have to be sacrificed in order to meet federal guidelines. If Aleutians East or Fairbanks or anybody else decides to go forward on a lawsuit, that's really what those issues would center around is the Federal Voting Rights Act.
The deadline to file legal challenges to the plan is July 13th. Fairbanks North Star Borough says they'll file their legal challenge to the redistricting plan early next week. If there is a challenge, it will first be filed with the Alaska Superior Court. If there are multiple challenges, they'll be consolidated into one case. Then appeals could be made, and the Supreme Court would ultimately rule on the plan. Whether or not the Aleutians East Borough or others will follow the lead of the Fairbanks North Star Borough is yet to be seen. In Dillingham, I'm Dacia Eaton.